From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. More than 20 million people are under a flood watch in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Several rivers in Houston are at flood stage, and it may get worse. ABC's Samara Theater is in Harris County.
The Lone Star State is poised for more severe storms after more than 6 inches of rain fell in parts of the state in the past 48 hours, leading to flash floods. As many as 5 more inches of rain expected after days of heavy rainfall, leaving some neighborhoods underwater. Cars submerged, homes destroyed, families separated. This woman calling for help to find her brother.
If I would have known that it could get this bad, I would never move down here.
Nearly 200 rescues in Harris County alone by Saturday afternoon.
More arrests at college campuses across the country this weekend as schools crack down on pro-Palestinian protests and encampments.
At the University of Virginia, close to 40 officers in riot gear moving in to clear an encampment, taking down tents and escorting protesters out in zip ties. At least 25 people arrested.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Protesters at USC's pro-Palestinian encampment left more peacefully this weekend when threatened with arrest. The latest round of ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have ended in Cairo. Leaders will now consider proposals. Families of some of the hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza keeping up the pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to bring the hostages home. One of them is the son of Jonathan Dekelhan.
We will see whether our prime minister has the moral backbone and the political backbone to stand up to these forces and do what's for the good of the country and not just his own political narrow political interest to stay in power. We will know that fairly shortly.
It's believed there are still 5 Americans being held by Hamas. I-95 in Connecticut reopened after a fiery collision that compromised an overpass less than 80 hours after the accident. You're listening to ABC News. More than 250 million people who identify as Orthodox Christians celebrating their Easter today. Palestinian Orthodox Christians gathered at the Church of St. Porphyrios in Gaza City today, praying for an end to the war. The church is the only Orthodox one on the Gaza Strip and currently shelters hundreds of displaced Palestinians. 18 people died when an Israeli strike hit the church compound last October. Under investigation now in Mexico, what officials say there may be the murders of an American and 2 Australians. ABC's Ike Ajaji has more.
A mystery in Mexico, as authorities are urgently investigating what they say they believe are the deaths of 3 missing tourists, last seen on the coast of Baja California surfing and camping. Mexican state officials discovering 3 bodies in this remote area, and now saying with a high degree of probability that they belong to American Jack Carter Road and Australian brothers Jake and Callum Robinson.
Here at home, a zebra that bolted from a trailer in the North Bend, Washington state area last weekend has been safely rescued, and it will be on its way to a petting zoo in Montana, its original destination. The zebra had roamed the foothills of the Cascades for 6 days, capturing people's hearts, including Patrick Murphy's, who spotted the black and white striped animal during a morning run.
It's kind of like the local Bigfoot now. I hope the zebra might live in the hills forever in our hearts.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.